More than 300 South Koreans arrived home from China. Plans call for them to be quarantined at two temporary facilities. Pakistan has halted all flights to and from China, and the United States is warning its citizens to avoid travel to China. The AP's Mike Hempen has a report.
The advisory says Americans in China should consider departing using commercial means and request that all non-essential U.S. government personnel defer travel. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing says it's authorizing the departure of family members and all non-emergency U.S. government employees from Beijing and the consulates in four other Chinese cities, including Shanghai. Experts say there is significant evidence the virus is spreading in China, where 213 people have died. I'm Mike Hempen.
There are similar travel warnings in Japan. Beijing is reporting nearly 10,000 cases of the coronavirus and more than 15,000 suspected cases, reaching out nationwide from the city of Wuhan, with more than 200 deaths so far. In Geneva, the World Health Organization has declared the epidemic a global health emergency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the decision to declare the coronavirus a global health threat is not a vote of no confidence in China. On the contrary, he says WHO has full confidence in China's ability to control the outbreak. However, he adds it is urgent that countries worldwide act together to control this unprecedented outbreak. The WHO Emergency Committee says it is still possible to interrupt the virus spread, provided countries take strong measures to detect the disease early, isolate, and treat cases. The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
From Washington, this is VOA News. It is anticipated that U.S. President Donald Trump, sometime today, will be acquitted on the two impeachment charges against him. Senate Republicans are promising to hold firm in denying the Democrats the votes they need to subpoena witnesses. The AP's Sagar Meghani reports the decision of a critical GOP voice probably made the difference.
When Britons awake on Saturday, they will notice very little change. Britain and the EU have given themselves an 11-month transition period in which Britain will continue to follow the bloc's rules to strike new agreements on trade, security, and a host of other areas. The big negotiations are due to start in March, and the early signs are not encouraging. Britain says it will not agree to follow an EU rulebook in return for unfettered trade. The bloc insists there can be no trade deal unless Britain agrees to a level playing field and does not undercut EU regulations. Charles de Ledesma, London.
We now have the report from Sagar Meghani.
The stage is now close to set for a fast acquittal in America's third ever presidential impeachment trial. GOP Senator Lamar Alexander says he's against calling witnesses, essentially ending a Democratic bid to hear more testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice.
Alexander was one of four Republicans Democrats were hoping would break ranks and push for witnesses, but he says there's no need for more evidence. Today's expected vote on calling witnesses could lead to an abrupt end to the trial and assure the president will not be removed from office, as he told supporters in Iowa last night before Tuesday's caucuses.
No, that's not going to work. Watch. Just watch.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
With his impeachment trial nearing its end, President Trump campaigned in Iowa last night, as Sagar Meghani mentioned. That state holds its Democratic Party caucuses on Monday. It is the first voting of the campaign season, which figures to thin out the Democratic field of candidates. Mr. Trump sounded exuberant. Here's Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump told supporters the impeachment proceedings introduced against him by Democrats in Washington will fail.
They want to nullify your ballots, poison our democracy, and overthrow the entire system of government. That's not happening, I can tell you that.
The president touted the new Canada-Mexico trade agreement and a separate deal with China and said his fortunes are rising with American voters. I'm Mike Gracia.
Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi bases this month is putting a spotlight on traumatic brain injuries here in the United States. This as the number of U.S. troops who suffered symptoms has grown beyond the 50 reported earlier this week. President Trump has referred to such injuries as not so serious. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive, all wrapped up in one station.